This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The special focus week on Power 98.7 is proudly brought to you by South African Tourism, inspiring new ways.
All right, it definitely is inspiring new ways. And of course, when we're looking at tourism, as I said, one of the best performing economic sectors in South Africa, unfortunately hit hardest also by the COVID-19 pandemic. It does have the potential to create jobs and generate foreign exchange earnings, offer real opportunities for transformation at various points along the value chain, and also provide multiple linkages with other sectors of economy, and also generating this multiplier effect and being able to foster diversification beyond the current reliance on traditional commodities. But how are we faring in being able to hone in on the treasures that we have, especially the Gauteng province? To give us some insights, Thembi Sotlamini, CEO of Gauteng Tourism Authority, joins us for this conversation. Thembi, so thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Thank you, Faith. Good afternoon to your listeners, and thanks for having me.
You know, I was shedding some light about how the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent harder lockdown really had a significant effect on tourism as a whole. But one can imagine how much Gauteng tourism also experienced the significant pinch as a result of where we are as a country. And yet we've got these treasures in the province that really deserve to be showcased.
We really did. I think we all know that the COVID pandemic was quite brutal, for the tourism industry. And if you look at our performance in 2019, just the pre-COVID pandemic, you begin to see the role that tourism plays in the broader economy, but also in creating jobs. We do blip the stats and now and then, but the past 2 years really has been devastating to the tourism sector. If you look at how we've performed this Gauteng for 2021, the end of 2021, you begin to see a huge improvement or recovery in terms of the economic benefits of the industry. From a domestic point of view, we closed the 2021 year with about 10 billion revenue which is direct spend in the destination. This is Gauteng. And from an international point of view, we also have another 11 billion that has been injected into the economy of Gauteng. Mm. So it begins to give you a sense that, should this sector recover, we do know that now is leading the recovery of the economy, that the whole travel and tourism sector is indeed doing that.
And we'll speak a little bit about the value chain of the tourism sector, because we don't always highlight the opportunities that are available, but also some of those intricacies that are involved in this sector that keeps it alive. But Gauteng, for example, right, has got these World Heritage sites. We've got museums, we've got tourism infrastructure and the like. Do you think us, and I sometimes feel like, especially those that live in Gauteng, because this thing is and these sites are around us, we don't take advantage of the opportunity and actually get to see what our province has got to offer? It takes somebody who's international to come in and get excited about coming to Gauteng for them to experience it. But us, where the tourism should start, we're not taking advantage of the beautiful sites that exist within our province.
You're absolutely right, Faith. I think one of our critical challenges, Gauteng Tourism Authority, is how do we get our 15 million Gautengers to travel within the province and begin to actually, experience some of the tourism offering and experiences that we have. So Gauteng has got five regions. So you've got the city of Tshwane, and against the backdrop of city of Tshwane, you've got Dinokeng Game Reserve. A lot of people just don't know that we do have safari experiences within Tshwane. In there, you've got the Roodepoort area, where we've got a dam that was now cleaned. We've worked with various stakeholders to clean. And the reason why we cleaned it is because we won the World Rowing Master Regatta next year, where the world will be descending into right in Tshwane. You also have the Cullinan, which is an old dorpy, but it actually offers a good tourism experience. It's got a live mine tour. I don't think a lot of people know about that. I cannot speak about Johannesburg, because already we know that when people come to Gauteng, they're saying they're coming to Johannesburg. Mm. It sort of sells itself. But you've got the Vaal area, the Sedibeng area, where you really have a rich history of who we are as a people, who we are as a country. And in there, you've got the Bulbatong story, but you also have a lot of things that are happening in the community. So here's the thing, that one of the challenges that we also have at Gauteng, right now with the recent passing of the Township Economic Development Act, we're saying, how do we create precincts in our townships so that we begin to get the tourism economy to flow within our townships? So we've identified a couple of precincts that we need to just work with, you know, the local municipalities, but also with the local communities to upgrade those, to maintain those, to clean them. So, for example, in Soweto, a lot of people do not know that we've got a Cape Town precinct. Mm. We know that that is very, it's got a rich history. It's at the heart of who we are, our constitution and the likes. So how do we clean up that area so that, you know, people in the community begin to get jobs in that precinct, but also begin to have other businesses operating in that precinct, and then we can drive footfall, of tourists in there. So those are some of the things that we need to begin to look at so that South Africans, Gauteng people, understand the role of tourism or the role that tourism plays in their livelihood. I think that's the biggest challenge that we have as a sector.
And on top of that as well, Stembiso, is about how to provide those value chain opportunity. You know, when it comes to tourism, you often wonder about how many women, particularly black women, are playing within the tourism value chain and some of the offerings that they've got. And would that be particularly a focus now that we are in Women's Month? You know, it's one thing to be saying Happy Women's Month and Happy Women's Day, but I think the best way to say Happy Women's Day is to have conversations around inclusivity.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole thing around us, commemorating Women's Month is one thing. We do have a program, and I think it's led at National Women in Tourism. And in Gauteng as well, we do have Women in Tourism, which is the Gauteng, chapter. And we're trying to resuscitate work that is happening in that space. And the reason why we've got to do that, Faith, is if you look at the number of people who are employed in the tourism sector, a huge percentage of that are women. Of course, there are certain things that we've got to deal with, issues around ownership, because we just don't want our women just to be employed. We want them to be product owners. We want them to, you know, ascend into managerial positions, particularly in, you know, large hotel groups and other big, big groups. Mm. But we also want them to actually lead the transformation of the sector by owning those small products. So you spoke about the value chain. So people think, and everybody who's not in the sector thinks, okay, tourism is me booking a flight and I have to get into a hotel. But you know that when you get to a destination, you've got to have transport. So ground transport. If you don't book a car hire, you probably would use an Uber, or you probably would use transport services for that particular destination. So transport is part of the value chain. But also you want experiences. You can't just go to a destination and sleep at a hotel. You want to go out and eat. So that's culinary experiences. So you see how food and beverage is a great input or part of the value chain of tourism. Someone would say, okay, I want to go and bungee jump. So they come to Gauteng, they know Soweto Twin Towers, where they can go and bungee jump. Mm. So that's an experience. So Soweto Twin Towers is part of the tourism value chain. So it's about how we educate the public on what tourism means. Tourism is not just a B&B and, transport to get there. It's a whole lot of experiences. And we do know that, tourism as a sector touches bases all many other sectors. So if you're at a restaurant, you eat food. So the agricultural sector is a great input to tourism. So you are in a restaurant, you would have an alcoholic beverage. So beverage sector, is an input to tourism. So those are some of the things that we're beginning to look at. But also my last point, Faith, is that, the whole creative sector that has now created an artistic experience that we offer. You know that Gauteng is rich with creative, minds. Mm-hmm. So there's the offering that we have. So people travel from far for arts. They travel to see fashion. They travel for rooftop experiences. And you do know that we've got a lot of rooftop experiences in Gauteng. They travel to actually experience the people, the food, and the heritage that we have. So those are the things that have to be dialed up as the things that we offer as Gauteng as a destination, so that people come in and consume these things, rather than us thinking that tourism is about owning a hotel or B&B and serving them breakfast in the morning and that's it. So that's how we're trying to ensure that this sector collaborates and are able to package themselves and tell the story holistically.
You know, as you speak about telling the story holistically, and I can imagine that, for example, the media symposium, such as the Women in Tourism and Sports Media Symposium, could exactly foster those kinds of conversations where if you were not aware of even the value chain aspects, you're now aware of them. If you're not aware and where you can plug in inverted commas play, you're now able to know where to plug and play so that you can make some kind of contribution in the sector.
Absolutely. So we are collaborating with South African Tourism, where we're going to host the Women in Tourism and and Sports Media Symposium, and this is really the discussions would feature some of our inspiring female leaders and trailblazers who have really successfully impacted the lives of the people in the tourism industry, both locally and internationally. And I think it's important to gather in such fashion to share our journeys and look at what are other solutions that are around. The issues and dynamics around gender representation within the sector. And when we talk transformation, we're not talking about color transformation. We're talking about women actually finding their voice within the tourism sector. I always say that it's a big boy, play. At what point are we going to understand that issues of hospitality are at the center of who we are as women? And really, we've got to take up a space. And I think in this symposium, we'll really be showcasing the resilience of our female tourism entrepreneurs, professionals, creative influencers, so that we discuss and touch on what are some of the insights that, is making this industry to work and what is not working and what is it that we do as women to ensure that we share our plans, our ideas and put plans together and so that we emerge victoriously after, the COVID pandemic.
Oh, I love what you guys have got to offer, and I hope that we can all take advantage of the opportunities within the tourism space. Thembiso Dlamini, thank you so much for your time, the CEO of Gauteng Tourism Authority.
The Special Focus Week on Power 98.7 is proudly brought to you by South African Tourism, inspiring new ways.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.